In central Baghdad, posters of the candidates are everywhere. Many Iraqis are filing their registration papers to receive their voter ID cards. The parliamentary elections are viewed as a key test for the country's fledgling democracy. Voters like Mahmoud Saab are hoping for a change.
We hope that new faces will replace the current ones. We're tired of seeing the same faces for 8 years. They have done nothing for us. We hope for a change, God willing.
But the voting comes as Iraq is suffering from a surge in violence. Militants have used car bombings and suicide attacks in an attempt to derail the elections. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, James Jeffrey, says the turmoil is not a surprise.
Democratic processes are always messy. They always look hopeless until, to quote Winston Churchill, you consider the alternative. This is particularly so in countries that are developing democracies.
Analysts say Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's coalition is expected to do well on Election Day. The Prime Minister's position was likely strengthened when influential Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr announced he was pulling out of Iraqi politics earlier this year. Middle East expert Jonathan Shanzer.
He has found a way to get a tighter and tighter grip on power, and the expectation is that he will really emerge as the only game in town.
Because of security concerns, voting is not expected to take place in Fallujah, in rest of Anbar province. Hardline jihadists inspired by al-Qaeda have taken over much of the city since January. The Baghdad government has been striking back, but mostly on the outskirts of the city. Jonathan Shanzer.
And so the question is, how much of a foothold are they going to gain? How much will the state of Iraq push back against these groups? Or will they allow these areas of weak central authority to become overrun and remain in the hands of these jihadi groups?
The United States has sent Hellfire air-to-surface missiles and other weapons to help Iraq fight the insurgents. But officials have made it clear American troops will not be involved. And the upcoming election in Iraq appears to have generated little interest among the American public. Former Ambassador James Jeffrey.
There's a sense of disappointment and disenchantment with Iraq after we put so much into it, and it didn't turn out to look like Denmark. My feeling is it never was going to, but nonetheless, the American people are a bit disillusioned. That's true.
Analysts say once a new parliament is elected, it could take months to negotiate a coalition government, since it's unlikely any party will win an outright majority. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.